From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson School Board seems reluctant to help the city of Hudson create new affordable housing. The Hudson Valley and the entire state are in an affordable housing crisis. Hudson officials hope to build a 60-unit apartment complex on vacant land on Mill Street across from Charles Williams Park. In 1983, the school board gave the land to the city, but included a restriction that the property be used for, and I quote, park and recreational purposes only, end quote, and that any other use would revert ownership of the property to the school district. Now school officials seem reluctant to void that restriction to allow affordable housing. A statement from the board released September 25th said, and I quote, the Board of Education cannot simply okay a city request, and the board and or the city cannot simply withdraw or ignore the park and recreational purpose clause. That restriction in the 1983 deed must be legally addressed before a housing plan can move forward, end quote. The board said in a statement that it does not consider affordable housing a, and I quote, public benefit, end quote. Mayor Kamal Johnson's office then released its own statement challenging the board's statement that the city has not provided its plan, saying they have been trying to talk with the school officials for months. The mayor's office said, and I quote, this particular sale is for the purpose of developing affordable housing, which existing case law successfully argues can be considered a public benefit. The housing project at Mill Street plans to have rental prices set at affordable rates ranging from 30% to 110% of an area median income, end quote. The school district also implied that the new housing would mean new students that the school could not handle. Johnson's statement addressed this issue, saying, and I quote, Hudson City School District enrollment has decreased over 10% between 2017 and 2021 and 33% since 1997. This pattern of decreased enrollment is increasingly common in rural parts of the Hudson Valley due to the trend of fewer births and out immigration due to the rising cost of living. The district lost funding in recent years because local demographics have changed. The city of Hudson hopes to prevent further drops in enrollment by providing housing for families, end quote. At the September 12th Board of Education meeting, Johnson said, and I quote, I don't have to remind the school district about the city's problems with housing at the moment. Housing is an immediate need. It is the reason we can't find any teachers, especially those of color, and the reason we can't fill positions in all our services, including our hospitals, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Michael Ryan at the Mountain Eagle reports that the Windham Town Board last week accepted the retirement of Windham Police Chief Tor Tryland, effective October 15th. The story says that, and I quote, Tryland has been on extended leave of absence since this spring, reportedly attending to family matters in his native country, end quote. David Sherman Jr. has been taking care of local administrative duties while Tryland was gone and also working as a sergeant with the Catskill Police Department. Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt said, and I quote, I'm pulling my hair out trying to do what's best for our community, end quote, searching for a replacement for Tryland. He said, and I quote, staffing has become an issue over the past few years for the Windham Police Department, end quote. Hoyt also said, and I quote, we can't offer as much as other agencies do. It's a simple fact. We have started initial conversations with members of our police force, the union, and the sheriff's department about how we, as a community, can overcome this obstacle, end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Mark Molinaro has moved to Catskill. Now the congressional representative now lives in the district he represents. Until now, Molinaro has been living in the 18th Congressional District while representing the 19th District. Molinaro did not provide a comment about the move, which was announced by his spokesman, Dan Kanz. Molinaro won his office while living out of the district in 2022, but promised to move into the district. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.